Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? What's going on, pregamers? What's up? This is your boy, Brooklyn Black. I'm live in the pregame. This is the first of many double shows we got going on, all right? We're going to rock from normal time from 11 to 12. We're going to break until 12:30. We can come right back and rock out till 1:30. That's how we're going to do it this week, all right? Got a lot of stuff going on for you this week, but before I do, let me just get a couple notable mentions out the way. Ladies, this is especially for you. You know how you ladies go, get your waxing and all that, and it hurts, cause, and then you girls don't want to do it. Well, there's a spot, Hens Cold Wax. It's a whole new type of technology. Like I said, it's a cold wax, so there's no pulling, there's no pain, there's no hot wax on your area and all that. And it's $50. It's real good. You want to check out the website. That is SugarsPanty.com. That's SugarsPanty.com. First time customers get a discount. You can even give them a call at 917-790-9256 to schedule an appointment. And like I said, you guys might want to check it out. It's cold wax and 100% natural, 100% legit, and it doesn't hurt. So you want to check them out. You want to talk to Miss Hend Elakeem. Hopefully I got her name right. She is a licensed cosmetologist, so it's not no hole-in-the-wall, fly-by-night sham operation. All right, so you want to check that out. Also, to all my listeners with kids in the Brooklyn area looking for something to do this week for the summer, the weekend, whichever, Barking Cat Studios. It's a nice little art studio where their motto is, you make it, you take it. You can go there. Actually went there, looked at the place. You can go check them out. They're located downtown 65 Bond Street. You want to get in contact with Karen. Her number is 718-855-8050, and they do a whole bunch of stuff like that. Anywho, I'm going to get straight up into a couple topics that I got going on. I see my normal two sidekicks are on the line. They're here. We got Big Ab on the line. We also got Big J calling out of the Bronx, New York. What's going on, guys?
What's up, free game?
Good.
What's going on, Ed?
I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm good.
That's what's up. All
right, so you guys know, we've been doing this free game thing for a hot little while now, and for some reason, you know, we get all this music, you know, but never once we had a little freestyle, but I've not got anything from any Brooklyn MCs. I'm getting highly upset with this. I'm getting nothing from Brooklyn. I got Queens, Bronx, Rockland County, but nothing from Brooklyn. I had the one thing, Dollar Beach Freestyle from his Poppin', which I played last week. But that's the only Brooklyn MC. Cool thing, you know, she's a female MC and she does her thing. But where are my dudes at? Where are the dudes who rapping in the projects on the court, things like that? Where are you guys at supposed to be getting me these tracks? Man, like I said, I'm getting upset about this. F, you are Brooklyn Knight. How you feeling on this?
Well, actually, I think these Brooklyn cats is fronting. So, I mean, and another thing, too, maybe we got to step our game up with the promotion. You dig? Let these cats know that they have an outlet, another place to showcase their musical talents and capabilities. So let's keep that in mind, too.
Alright, because I know Jay, you know, he loves the fact that he ain't no Brooklyn rappers. He don't like Brooklyn.
That's okay.
I still love to see every place represented. I'm about to get you some Harlem.
That's what's up.
Okay, we gotta get some Harlem in a bit. Big shout out to Black Dot Entertainment. They got the artist,
go.
The landlord. He's got bangers coming out of the wazoo. I'll give him props on that. But like I said, I want Brooklyn rappers.
You say you got.
Black Dot, sign somebody from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Oh.
Right.
Let me tell you.
Don't forget that new guy, St. Nick.
Okay, shout out to the brother St. Nick. I haven't heard nothing from him yet, so I'm waiting. But let me tell you guys about my day. Today was a pretty cool day. You know, it's been a real productive week, you know, here at the pregame. But last night, a friend of mine who I follow, she retweeted a joke, and those who know about Twitter know about trending topics and the retweets and everything like that. So she placed a joke on, and everybody's done it. Well, not everybody's done it, but we know people who've done it. We've seen it. You go on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and you got a little bit of an exotic look to you. You say, oh, I'm black, I'm white, I'm Spanish, I'm this, all in one. You know, and we all know that's just freaking impossible. You cannot be more than 20 different things, but then try to identify yourself as one race, right? So that was the pretty much the thing on the trending topic. And the girl said, a lot of people tell I'm black, I'm white, yada, yada, yada. Now, I laughed my ass off royally. You hear me? Because I thought that was funny. So I retweeted. Now, those who know what the retweet is, that's when you just copy what someone says. They get the credit, and you get to edit your own little 2 cents on it or whatever, whether you got the characters left to do it. So, like I said, I RT'd it, and I added, that's funny. Now, then some simple-minded heifer had the nerve not even go to the person who originally sent the tweet, but to come at me. Oh, shut the F up. I'm mixed with all of that. Yada. I was like, yo, come on, son. Are you beefing me on Twitter because of a joke that was retweeted? And then she kept coming back and forth. So now I look at her follower-to-follower ratio. My followers alone, I could give her followers and still have enough to get by.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, so what now? You want free publicity? You want me to keep replying to your name so therefore people see and start following? So most of the day it was me and this have to go on back and forth. And the person who actually retweeted the tweet actually came out and said some. But then, you know, the girl who thought she was the victim, who thought we was picking on her, she goes and blocks her but still comes at my head. Now, see, that even goes with anything. Like, if
maybe she just don't fucking like you, son. You know?
Yeah, but... All right, niggas don't like me. Fine, cool, but all right. So, Ev, that's like you go
and
you
and,
go.
And why would you go back and forth with a maroon? Why would you do that? When you argue with the idiot, it's hard for outside people to tell who's the idiot. Okay, why
true.
Are you going back and forth with her? You should have just deaded her. You should have just told her shut the fuck up. Nobody was talking to you in the first fucking place. Mind your business and learn how to use the fucking retweet. Learn how to realize what RT fucking means. Go back to the beginning and see who started the shit. Okay? That's all. And not have wasted any more of your day going back and forth with this broad. That was a waste of time.
Okay, fine. All right, cool. I give dumbass points for that one for going back and forth. But you two guys, y'all know me. You know, y'all know me. If someone's gonna confront me, you know, I'm gonna go back, especially when it's over the internet, which 100% I believe is stupid. Beefing over the internet is dumb, because 8 out of 10 they won't say this shit to your face, no way. But
keyboard gangster.
If I'm gonna say something to you, I want you to know I'm talking directly to you. No subliminals, you know, none of that BS that these kids doing nowadays. I'm telling you directly, so I'm gonna put your name in it. I'm gonna do all of that, and I'm gonna say yes, I'm talking to you. So that's the reason why it was a back and forth with this broad, because I didn't want to do nothing and it got back, oh, he's busting some bumble shots. Nah, I was coming straight at him, just like she
said.
So that's my thing. Like I said in an earlier show, I got a real big pride problem. You know what I'm saying? But right now we live 347-857-4302. We got a couple things going on this week. We got a new joint from my homeboy Big Bucks. He got a new mixtape called Money in the New Duffel Bag, New Money in the Duffel, which is due out this week, and he got a video shoot coming up this week. So you guys stay tight, especially the ladies, because he wants a whole bunch of ladies. So sit tight. I'll tell you all about that, and we're going to get into some more stuff. Right now, we're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back with y'all. This is Brooklyn Black, and you are live up in the pregame.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
All right, we're back.
That's what's up. Who is that? I like that.
Oh, the person who did my drop, that's That's Sherry Johnson. You 70s babies may know her as the friend from Punky Brewster. The 80s babies know her as Maxine from Family Matters.
That's
she's going to be actually coming through because she got a lot of stuff that she's working on in the future, and she's going to come through, bless the free game, hang out with us for a little bit, and, you know, just pretty much party and bullshit with us. A couple of birthday shout-outs I also got to get out the way. Ashley Perler, you know, she's a bit too young to listen, but she's the daughter of one of our main listeners, Perler Hidalgo. Her birthday is today, so I want to send a happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
My godfather, Curtis, a.k.a. Pop Pop, his day is tomorrow, so I want to give a big birthday shout over here to him. Also, big shout to homeboy Ray Song. He just had a baby. His birthday shout is going on right now. You know, if the show was a popping, I'd be there, homie. Congratulations to all that. Big shout out to the Remix family.
Shout out to Phoenix.
You guys don't know.
It's her birthday as well today.
Whose birthday?
It's Phoenix's birthday. He thought too.
Oh, Sister Phoenix. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, wherever you are. Happy birthday. Enjoy it. Live it up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, you guys may not know, our very own pregame co-host, Eb, she's got a little cheesecake hustle going. You guys want to get her, ebonywright@yahoo.com. Place your orders. Please give us about a week to 2 weeks' notice. Mention the pregame radio. Get $5 off your cake. also, too, check it out. iMobile Bronx, Grant 2460 Grand Concourse between East 4 and 188. They got a banana sale going down. You mentioned pregame radio. You will get 5% off an accessory over there. So you guys want to check them out. Like I said, that's 2460 Grand Concourse in the Bronx on the corner of 188th Street. All right. I think we got some time. Ed, you got a dumbass of the week?
Yes, I have a dumbass of the week. Are we ready?
We are ready.
Who's the dumbass?
Okay. The dumbasses of the week would be the Detroit Police Department and their senseless and allegedly accidental shooting of 7-year-old Ayanna Jones, who just happened to be sleeping on the living room sofa in her family's apartment. Apparently, the police were searching for a homicide suspect. They had burst in, and the officer's gun went off, striking the little girl in the neck.
Are we saying accidentally went off? Like, did it, like, hit the ground and backfire?
Okay, this is the story that was told. This is the story. Okay.
Into the metal and just started spraying.
No, just listen. This is the story that was told. Apparently, and this is from the assistant chief, the Detroit PD, he said that when officers entered the home, they set off the flash grenade, you know, that thing used to create smoke and a bright flash to stun you or whatever. And they set it off as they entered the apartment, and they had their guns drawn. Apparently, yes, they did have a warrant, and they were looking for a suspect who allegedly murdered a 17-year-old boy that previous Friday. They said that the lead officer in the raid, his gun went off accidentally when he encountered a 46-year-old woman who was later to be identified as the grandmother of young Ayanna Jones and the mother of her father, Charles Jones. Later on, Ms. Jones said that she was not involved in a struggle with the officer, but the police, and this is what I don't understand, later on, they said that the officer may have just collided with the woman. I mean, first of all,
wait, so you mean to
you
tell
know,
me, you mean to tell me this cop, I say roughly between 20 and 35 years old, bumps into this older woman, and that makes his gun go off to shoot a girl in the neck?
Apparently. And see, that's what happens when you're trigger happy. Now, in all reality, it was said that the police were warned that there were children in the home. So at that point, another way of entry from what was originally planned should have been, you know, they should have regrouped and came, you know, taking into consideration the youngsters that were in the home. You don't want these types of things to happen. I don't understand myself how he could have just collided with her. I think he may have just been a little scary going in there, not knowing what to expect, as most likely the mother just came out of nowhere, and it probably startled him, and his gun went off. But, you know, you're not supposed to. Anybody knows when you're holding a gun, that is those that are familiar with holding and handling firearms, that you don't keep your finger on the trigger when you're handling it, especially if there's live rounds in there. That's what the handle is for. That's what the grip is for. That's what that little metal piece in front of the trigger is for you to hold that so that accidents don't happen. I'm not really shocked. These type of things happen in our communities every day. It's quite unfortunate. Say it again.
I said they had all the correct intel, right? They had all the correct information. Like, they were going to the right house, right?
In all reality, yes, they knew. They were told. It's alleged that they were told.
It has the defendant's name, the defendant's known address, and therefore the warrant was correct. So it wasn't like they went to the wrong house or nothing like that. I don't know, Jay. You got daughters, like, you know, and what do you say to that? Like, if that was, God forbid, if that was the explanation you were giving,
when
they entered the home, they were startled and the gun went off. And these are supposed to be professional marksmen, you know what I'm saying? Professional who's supposed to act and react under pressure, under these strenuous situations. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, they're actually supposed to act and not react. Animals react.
Okay, regardless,
humans
but they're trained to handle such situations.
And these guys here, that's absolutely ludicrous. I would be calling Al Sharpton if one of my daughters got shot like this. There would have to be a lot of noise because I would be absolutely out of my mind. How do you accidentally shoot a girl that's sleeping on the couch in her house? You know, where is safe? Where are we safe, America? Seriously.
Good point. Good point.
All right. I think. 4302.
And I think, too, they just had reckless disregard.
The first dumbass of the week for the night. The first dumbass of the week right now, which is Detroit PD. So if we can get a cop on the line to defend his brothers in blue, all well and good. If we can get, you know, somebody who's familiar with police work or whatever, I want to hear from you. All right, we see we got a caller from 845 calling out of Rockland. Rockland, what's good? You in the pregame.
Hey, what up, Black? Greg.
What's good? What's good? Who this?
Chillin', man. It's Greg. A.K.A. Big Hove, you know.
Okay. What's going on, man?
Chillin', man. I hear the show going on. This is not a good look,
right,
man.
So talk to me. You've been listening in. The dumbass of the week. How do you feel on that?
Yo, there's no excuse, man. There's no excuse. Law enforcement are trained in everything. They train for all these type of situations. Gun safety is the one thing that's advocated amongst everything, man. There ain't no excuse for these dudes for accidental shootings at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, G, you had firearm training, correct?
Right.
Now, that's because you was in, the Army, right?
I did a little bit of time in the military. I did 3 years in the Army.
Okay, now, more than likely, knowing you, you was a rumble-tumble infantry-type dude. You were doing range, right?
Not really. I was mostly handling transportation. But because I was a big dude and I like guns, they put me on the road and I was handling convoys. So I provided security for people in my convoy running back and forth from South Iraq all the way up to Afghanistan.
All right.
Okay. So, but still, during the raid, so, like, say if, I don't know what they call it, shift commander, squad commander. He says, in this house, there are 3 children in the house, 2 women, but we're here to get the 1 man.
Well, over there, I'm going to tell you right now, over there, it's a little different over there. To be honest, we're trained not to even deal with females or kids. You know what I mean? Because over there, them dudes don't like that. You're not allowed to talk to another man's wife or anything like that. So we ride around with a female to handle that. We run in the house. We see kids. We see chicks. Our female soldiers take care of that.
Okay, so there's certain stuff in place just in case something may happened. That's not part of the program.
Exactly. When we're back at home base, all we do is sit around and train for all types of scenarios that can happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, with all these police forces now getting their training and stuff straight out of military handbooks, wouldn't the gun safety be one of the main things?
You're right, man. And just like your first caller was saying earlier, the one thing that we're preached on the most is never to keep our finger on the trigger. The only time our finger touches the trigger is when we're going to blow.
Mm-hmm.
So which brings me back to the original question.
Thank you, Ben.
How the fuck can a woman startle a man who's been trained to handle situations like that? How a person has been trained to do that still able, the gun went off accidentally?
That's an overzealous cop right
the
there,
gun
man.
Went
he
off
had a
accidentally?
Mission. There's no excuse for that. If you don't see a firearm in no one's hand, there's no reason for you to pull that trigger.
That's my thing, point blank. So my thing is, sue the damn state. Sue the whole state of Michigan. That's my take is on it, because the dude was reckless and somebody innocent got killed off of it. You know what I mean? So straight up, dumbass of the week, Detroit PD.
No!
All right.
Okay.
You got some new tracks for the week? Yeah, you know, been, like I said, it's been a real productive week for pregame radio. We've been doing the thing. I've been working real hard. My administrator's been working real hard. Shout out to all of you guys.
So put some music up first.
Let's see. We're going to keep going with the Dumbass of the Week thing, because I want to play this new track by my boy in a little bit, and then we're going to go into some other topics. Jay, what's good? You got one for me?
Oh, where do we start? All right. We're going to call this one Random Guy, because I know people involved and we can't use any names. Okay?
All right,
there's
Random
a Dumbass
Guy.
Of the Week. Yeah, there's a Dumbass of the Week, and there's a question that follows. Now, random guy tells his girlfriend, I'm not going to have sex with you anymore until you stop smoking cigarettes.
As a lighter cigarette.
That's what he told her. You know, and the question is it okay for her to break up with him by text message?
Oh. Hold on. He told her that he won't have sex with her until she stops smoking.
Yeah. And they've been together for months.
She's been smoking
the whole time
they've been dealing with each other, right?
Yeah, she's been smoking since we were in high school.
So what the fuck? You think lung cancer is an STD?
Apparently
like,
so.
Like, I
understand
you
watch
one
too
like,
many truth advertisements.
I won't kiss you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I say, like, you know, say, I won't kiss you until you stop smoking cigarettes. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That I understand. But I won't have sex with you until, like, you punishing yourself unless you got something on the side.
The only thing that's going to stop me from hitting it.
You know, because if you're willing to sacrifice sex and any man in a relationship, you know, that's one of the perks of being in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're willing to sacrifice that, either you're just that committed or you're getting that for someone else. Right now, you are a resident female. What do you say on it?
Well, look, who knows how much she was smoking. You know, as a former smoker, now that I don't smoke, I find it to be quite offensive at times. And it clings to you. It's in your pores. It's in your skin. It's in your clothes.
Yeah, that's all the stuff we know. But I'm saying like this: if you were still smoking your bones, and you were dealing with a dude who knew you were smoking the whole time, y'all had the whole relationship, y'all got history, and you smoked cigarettes, big, and then one day out the blue he goes, "I'm not gonna have sex with you anymore until you quit smoking cigarettes."
Well, he has a right to change his perception of what he thinks about my habit. Maybe at one point it was tolerable, maybe it's no longer tolerable. People do grow and change and do different shit. So what was good all this time just ain't working no more. You got to have respect for that. Now, as far as just, you know, not working up to that, I might have worked up to the no sex part. I might have been like, you can't come in my room, you know, but you can't smoke cigarettes in my room. Or you can't smoke cigarettes in the kitchen. Or, you know, you can't smoke in a car. Or whatever.
Shut up!
Yo, what's up?
That's bogus,
Google.
Yo, I
shut
said
up.
Like this. If it was what it was from day one,
yo.
You know what I'm saying? And we've had that history, you've accepted me and my faults. Don't try to change my ways now, because it's going to benefit you.
No.
Still, Black, no. I heard
that. Definitely not normal male behavior right there.
Black, I heard that. I got to say, it's one thing to try to change somebody real quick on that, but you can't really just come off from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds, man. You got to give her time. You got to go with sex, you know what I mean? You got to be like, babe, I'm not feeling the way you're doing this. I don't like it. Start with that first. Then you start going
like
to the...
Like I say, you got to build up. I would build up to that point if they're not taking me seriously. But
right.
If you're doing that, then you got to be prepared as well to maybe end the relationship if it's that serious.
But over text message?
I say if it's a problem, it should be me.
That's corny.
The problem from jump.
Okay,
if
the text
problem,
message is corny.
That's a problem from jump. That's what I'm saying.
But look, the text message thing is corny, but that's to be expected in this current day and age of modern technology. Real talk, I got more Happy Mother's Day text messages and little flowers and all that other shit than I actually heard my phone ring and heard another voice on the other line. I wasn't offended
right.
because at least they thought about me, but I mean, you know, whatever. Maybe, you know, whatever. All right, whatever.
All right, the text message thing, all right, Mother's Day, birthday, like Mother's Day, big holiday, stuff like that. Anybody who knows me knows I got a lot of freaking contacts in my phone. So I group them together and I send a blast text like that. But when it comes to something like a breakup, son, you do it via text message, BBM, voicemail, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, any other.
All right, look. Real talk. Do we really know enough about the situation to be opinionated about it? Because we don't know the whole. We don't know no. Listen, is somebody going
to
sit here and tell the whole story?
Nah,
son, we just generalize.
Really
got a
half hour.
We just generalize. You dig?
No. Look, the text message, that's how you want to break up with a motherfucker, then that's what it is. So?
That's corny.
So?
And that's straight up corny.
Maybe because they know that the other person
yo,
is a flyer.
You know what I'm saying? We share the good,
look.
The bad, and we are because, yo, we can be 100% real with each other. You know what I'm saying? No one else, we can be 100% real with each other. You dig what I'm saying? So if you can't call me or
look, maybe
see
the
me
other
face
person,
to face,
maybe you're a crybaby.
Like
and maybe the person don't want to put up with that. Maybe the person don't want to hear the crying. Maybe the person broke up with the person before and knows exactly what they're going to do. Oh, please, don't leave me. It could be anything. It could be anything. Come on, yo. We don't know.
You got to be ready to expect that, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're about to, you know, you're really potentially going to go and hurt this person when, you know, when you get together, oh, I never hurt you, baby, I promise. You know, and y'all did that shit, and you're about to go and hurt this person. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
So I figure, yo, at least if nothing else, do that shit face-to-face, or at least talk over the phone, you know what I'm saying? Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'll just work out over click.
I took it to
the. No, that's stupid. I don't think it's going to work out quick. You might as well send the fucking text.
Let me tell you, I took
yo,
it to the committee
of
fellas at work.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, let's get somebody else. If you're in the call queue, hit one. If you're listening from your phone, hit one. I want to hear what you guys say about this, man. Because straight up, like I said, homeboy cutting off sex because of that. Yeah, he
don't.
You know what I'm saying?
If he's gay on the low and he don't want to have sex with her no more, think about it like
that. Break up text messages? That's
don't!
Thing. That's the feeling right there, you know what I mean? That's twice. We got to call the call now to 718. 718, you live in the pregame. Who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm calling out of Brooklyn. This is Sabrina calling out of Bedside.
Okay.
My take on that is that if you want to break up with someone, Why not do it in front of their face rather than text them? That's like showing that you are you're coward, you can't face them, you don't want to face them. Come on, stand up, be a big girl, be a big man, and text them. And let that person know that you're going to break up if that's what you're going to do. You know, that's like, you know, copping out. Oh, I don't want to face that person. I'm just gonna send a text and that's that. No, no, that's not the appropriate way of doing things. If you're going to do it, I feel that you should confront that person and say, look, it's like it is. No, I'm not going to be with you no more, and that's that, rather than, you know, sending a text. That's a coward's way out. That's my take on it.
All right, thank you, Sabrina from Brooklyn. It had to take somebody from Brooklyn to agree to see where I was coming from. You get what I'm saying? But we got to take a quick little break. Actually, I'm going to play this joint by my man Big Bus. I'll give you guys all the info later. Tonight, we are brought to you by Tough Wire Consulting. You know what I'm saying? Handle all your consulting needs. Check them out, toughwire@gmail.com.
Ooh,
can you the dead among the living.
Yeah,
more money, nigga. Show you what my crew bout. When it's time for beef, you bring them tools out. Two wolves to the cheek gang, I bring them fools out.
Bring them out.
Yeah, nothing is too easy to get a nigga done greasy, believe me. I keep them goonies on deck that keep checks like rap, and they banging for the check, for the set.
Motherfucker,
fuck around, lose your life. I'm lucky with no problem, no pain, no strife. Yeah, bitch banging, I earn stripes. Bitch flame in the booth, I burn my shit, it's too light. Fuck, nobody doing bigger. I told you I'm on my shit, I'm grinding to get my shit up. Nigga, you straight bitch like your dick's up. Ratchets on the floor like a tree,
yeah.
You lit
up. Know the name, you know the game. You know I sling cocaine.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, we get the money, nigga.
Yeah.
The money,
man.
You know the name,
man.
You know the game,
yeah.
You know I sling cocaine.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, we getting money,
man.
Huh? Yeah, yeah, we bout the money.
Okay, I'm so incredible. I'm feeling like a Jolly Green Giant, nigga, pockets full of vegetables. New money, new swagger, getting rich off the rock like Mick Jagger. Better stay in line for I piss bag ya, really rap ya, feed you to the wolves while I scrap ya. Nigga, I treat your face like you're Dutch. I'm real dangerous when your ace is in my clutch, nigga, what? I got that mugger on my mind, I-9, safe to stick, yeah, I'm heavy on my grind. I'm heavy on the shine, none of those niggas can't stand me. In their eyes, they all playing me. Try to do me like they did Candy. Nah, never that, I'm married to the swindy. I keep the bitch handy. My angel in the sky for the brandy. How you catch the bullets on the run like brandy?
You know the name, you know the game. You know I sling cocaine. Yeah, we getting money, nigga. Yeah, yeah, we bout the money, nigga. You know the name, you know the game. You know I sling cocaine.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, we getting money, nigga. Huh? Yeah, yeah, we bout the money, nigga.
Yo, what's good, what's good? We are back. That new joint you heard was called Cocaine. That's from the homie Big Bucks coming straight out of the Bronx. He got a mixtape, New Money in a Duffel. That's coming out on the 28th. You can check him out on Facebook. He's known as Big Bucks Wilson. Twitter at Bigger Bucks. That's BIGGER_Bucks. BUCKS. Check him out. Now, we was talking about, you know, breaking up via text message. and everything like that. That's where we was at. Now, I got a question, and I want Shorty Doo-Wop to hit one on his phone right now, because this question's going straight to him. How did y'all break up before cell phones, YouTube, Facebook, and all of that? How did y'all break up before technology?
He said it's quit.
What's up?
You heard?
Say that again?
You say it's quit.
See, I'm saying, but at least it was face-to-face, right?
Maybe. I've broken up with people over the phone.
Yeah, but you heard them, though, right? Like, you was having a conversation.
Yeah, we was having a conversation. Well, I heard all I wanted to hear.
All right, but...
What?
I don't know, like I said, that's still...
Don't! Look, each his own, and you getting a little ridiculous sound effects. I'm going to whip your ass.
Yo, Brooklyn. Yo, Brooklyn. I put it to a vote with the fellas at work.
I got somebody who I could nominate for Dumbass of the Week, but right before I get into it, I'm going to take this caller calling out of the 646. Yep. Tell me who you are, where you calling from.
Well, hello. My name is Balducci. I'm calling from New York City.
Okay, how you doing?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Everything's good. So you got anything you want to say?
You know what? I like what you're doing with your show, and congratulations.
Thank you. Auntie, is there anything though on the topic you want to talk about? You know, breaking up over text messages. Like, actually, yeah.
Breaking up on a text is really not happening. It's really unclassy. If somebody breaks up with someone by text, you know what? You have no class. What could I tell you?
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. So that's all we're wrapping up on that one.
You know, listen, you're going to break up with someone, you step to the plate, you meet the person in a nice, quiet place or in a restaurant or outside, and you say what you have to say. Text? Come on. Get a life.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, good night. Thank you, caller.
All right, also, too, I got my own nominee for Dumbass of the Week. Anybody call on 347-857-4302. My nominee is NBC Network. NBC Network is canceling two shows, Heroes and Law and Order, the original. Now, yes, I'm a fan of both shows, but the main reason why I say they Dumbasses of the Week is because these shows make up a good portion of the city's economy because they have to pay the city, you know, for filming and rights and all of this good stuff. Cancel both of these shows, that goes a cut of their budget. And NBC is giving California the money because now they're going to move Law and Order over to California, over to L.A. So, Jesse, what do you think about that? Is Jay still there? I think Jay left the line.
Yeah. Nah, I'm here. I think that's bullshit. I can't even think of a better term to give it. And if it's going to affect our economy like that, the state that we're in, I don't even know why they would do something like that. But it's got to be about the money. Somebody over there must be paying more money. But it's always about the money.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's not about a budget because they don't pay that much. They don't pay that much to the city anyway to film and rights and the use of public offices and things of that nature. But, I mean, listen, this shit's been on for unease. And maybe they've run out of ideas, you know? Let it go. Heroes, I don't know. I believe that they probably need to cancel it. They've been trying to catch the success of that first season, and they really haven't been able to. I can't think there may have been some episodes that was like, wow, that shit was good. But after the first season, I can't think of another season that really captured and held my interest. So, arrivederci.
All right, we got to take this caller calling from Virginia. 804, what's good, you're live.
What's going on, Brooklyn Block?
All right, this is Shorty Doo up on the line. Yo, so what's going on, man? Right now, you got the floor. Go ahead, run with it, man.
All right, I want to respond to the breakup with the text. You know, never send a little boy in to do a man's job. You know, for one. And I agree with the sister that commented on first. The whole situation. You know, if you only tell half the truth, you can only get half the help. If you tell all of the truth, you can get all of the help. We don't exactly know what's going on. You know, and as far as the smoking, you know, that was probably just an excuse for him to get out of the situation. You know, and, he's a real character. You know, so that's to move on and let her go on and do her thing.
That's what's up.
All right.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good thing I got you on the line, too. Now, as we all know, there's like this crazy, crazy job crisis going on right now. You know, it's hard for people, qualified people, great people, you know, to find work. And those who are listening, those who may not be able to call in due to conflict of interest and XYZ, but if you guys have any job openings, stuff like that, feel free to post it on the Facebook. I'll make sure word gets out. Send me the email, brooklynblk@gmail.com. Like I said, I'll make sure the word gets out. You know, let's just try to help each other. You know, we all come together to party and bullshit and laugh about stuff. You know, let's see if we can help each other get some money in our pockets, all right? So like I said, what are you guys feeling on that, like on the whole job crisis thing? Like, why is it hard for these qualified workers to find work?
Well, they got to, because what is working now is not what they've been qualified to do. So you have to find other ways of doing things. You have to constantly keep updating your skills and learning new things. That's the only way to more or less stay competitive. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. I did.
They're just not hiring. It's a recession. Okay? There's too much. It's a lot of things that a lot of places and businesses and things that's going out of business. You got states, you know, whole cities that are broke. You got whole cities that's broke right now. So your qualifications don't matter if there is not something in your field that's available.
True.
Okay. Jay, what do you have to say about that?
Well, hold on a second, man.
All right.
Actually, I agree with that.
Okay. G, what you got on it?
You said G?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, like you said before, man, there's a lot of people out there that lost their jobs that just ain't qualified for what we got out there now. Not to mention, a lot of those old jobs that got quit and fired and done, they ain't coming back. So if no one's willing to go back and go to school and get their retraining, recertification, or whatever, you just up shit's creek. But on the same tip, for us young guys out there, there still ain't no jobs for us. No one want to be paying out the money. No one want to be, you know, putting out the salaries that people were demanding. New York's in a state of crisis right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Not only us, we see what's going on in Albany right now. It's no joke up there.
True that.
I've been out of work for, what, a year and a half now since I lost my job. Just ain't nothing out there. I'm taking the time to go back to school. Bump that.
Mm-hmm. Are you going back for a degree or for a trade?
I'm really focusing on the trade right now. I don't really have the time to be sitting there trying to get my 4 year.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Because that's where it's at now. It seems like it's not so much about having book smarts or be a smarty smart person. It's just, can you fix shit? Can you build shit? Can you figure out what's wrong and repair shit? That's more or less where
exactly.
The money's at right now.
Exactly. I got a handful of friends that just graduated from college.
About 14 minutes left in programming. We're going to take a couple more calls. We got the Artie Balducci back on the line, and we got a call out of the 917. On, I guess he wants to say something on the job, on the whole job crisis as well. So, what's going on, you guys, a lot?
917, this is me. I'm calling, talking about the economic crisis. What's going on now is just, it is a crisis, and the jobs that people used to have and was easy to get, it's not like that anymore. What's going on now is everything is technology. So that leaves our open, creative, and make a job. Make a job for yourself. Because now in colleges, they have a program and a schedule, a whole thing dedicated to people who are game designers, where you can go to school to learn how to do the video games and make your own program and so forth. 10 years ago, this did not exist. So what's going on now is for young people and all people to become creative, to think about things that's coming forth, not what has been, because we are in a whole new technological age. So therefore, you have the opportunity to come person, become the founder, the CEO of a whole new idea that yet has not existed. That's what my take is on that.
Okay. 646, Balducci, you on?
Oh, okay. The person that was just speaking, I certainly agree with her. She's definitely on point as far as the job situation is concerned. We are definitely in a crisis. There's no getting around this. Let's take it from when it started. Let's see. Well, we had Bush for, 8 years? So he went to war with people that don't mind dying, and there we go, billions and trillions of dollars there. Then we have Wall Street, where they get all the tax breaks, they have all these loopholes, and nobody was really keeping an eye on them when they decided to invest all this money on the mortgage crisis that brought the United States to their knees. We definitely are definitely in a situation that we have never been, and of course, you know, we will bounce back. Look, this is America, okay? Obama inherited a major crisis. Wall Street definitely did us in. Okay, whoever thought Lehman Brothers was going to close? Okay, I mean, that was like a domino effect. It's going to take several years. You know, it's going to be little by little, but right now we are in it. I give you an example. 2 years ago, I opened up a business, $117,000 into this business. Well, just when I opened the business is when the domino effect started happening. I had to close my business in 2 months. $117,000 flushed. Okay? So you know what? Like the person that was speaking before, and I unfortunately I didn't get that person's name, but you know, she was really brilliant. She was on point. You have to be creative. Technology is what's going to keep us afloat. Technology is where the money is going to be made, okay? Because there's only 1% that are billionaires, and that's from Wall Street. And if people out there don't really realize this, but you know what? It is a private club, okay? And that's all I have to say. Good night.
All right, good night, good night. Wow, so yeah, that was some good things there. Like I said before, if you guys have any jobs that you guys are coming across, anything like that, feel free to post them on my Facebook or brooklynblk@gmail.com. I also want to give notable mention once again to Bell Peace Communications, Tough Wire Consulting. You guys got out of control cell phone bill, get in contact with these guys. Tough Wire Consulting, TUFFWIRE Consulting@gmail.com. Hit these guys up, 914-760-7100. These guys will get your bills in order, get you crunched down, and save you some money. Mention Pregame Radio, get 10% off your first consulting fee. All right, we got about 9 minutes left. I'm pretty much, I'm gonna let one of my admins. Eb, you got anything else you want to put out there? You want to push your cheesecake business out there, anything like that?
Yeah, we can definitely get it popping with that. Give me a call. Well, but actually, send me a correspondence to the email. That's ebonewright@yahoo.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up on the pregame fan page. Chill.
Yeah, so like I said, we got the whole cheesecake thing popping also, too. Like I said, you guys got kids, Brooklyn area, check out Barking Cat Studios at 65 Bond Street, Brooklyn, New York, 718-855-8050. You find the ad on Facebook, they give you a discount also. So that's Barking Cat Studios, BarkingCat Studio.net. Sorry, not .com, .net. Forgive me, pardon me, guys. But you can just call them, 718-855-8050. Also, too, ladies, I know y'all hate them waxes. They hot and they pulls the hair and But yo, fellas, too, cause, you know, y'all summer sweaters pulled off. Check it out, Hens Cold Wax. Like I said, it's cold wax, totally new technology, new way of doing it. They say it's painless. Somebody check it out. Let me know how it feels. that's on the web. That's sugar, SUGARSPANY.com. First-time customers, they get a discount, so that give you more incentive. Go check it out. Let me know how it is. You know, let them know Pregame Radio sent you. Those who like to party after work on a Tuesday night, you want to check out Chrome Lounge on Tuesdays. That's presented by the Die Rich Ladies. That place is at 887 Atlantic Avenue between Waverly and Washington. That's every Tuesday night after work. $10 gets you in all night. They got drink specials, bottle specials, all that good stuff. So if you want to party after work one night, that's where you should definitely go. They got other stuff coming up, too, in the month of June. Stay tuned to Pregame Radio. Actually, you guys can stay tuned because we got 7 minutes left in this program. We're going to take a half-hour break, but guess what? We're coming right back at 12:30. We're going to have more topics, more controversy, more of us wilding out, more Pregame Radio coming up. So we're going to have a lot more stuff going on there. I'm actually excited about this double episode thing we got going. Man, like I said, it's been real productive. We got a whole bunch of people getting ready to come on board. You know, Shaheen, Greg Nice, a whole bunch of people to come in to give you guys some banter, drop some knowledge, stuff like that. It's just going to be real, real crazy these next couple weeks on the pregame because we're going to be doing the double episodes. We're going to be doing the double episodes. Also, too, I will be starting to broadcast from some of my favorite pregame spots. Oh, I'm going to be so amped on that one. Next week, I may be at the Applebee's on 3rd Avenue, Fordham Road. That's like one of the best pregame spots. You know, the drinks is on point, the food is amped, but, you know, you get to watch high-depth sports and all that good stuff, and the company's pretty cool over there. So if you're in that area, go check it out. I may be over there next week, so, you know, if you guys are over there, you guys can be definitely part of the pregame over there next week. Also, too, like I said, if you girls want to be in the video, my man Big Bucks is holding. You want to hit him up at bigbucks84@gmail.com. That's B-I-G-B-U-C-K-S 84, the number, @gmail.com. I also, too, his mixtape, New Money in the Duffel, that's out on the 28th. So you guys look out for that. So we got about 5 minutes left in programming, you know. Actually, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run this joint one more time. You know, like I said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. At 12 o'clock, you're just going to have a brief little half-hour intermission, you know, give you time to charge your phone, refresh your page, check your Facebooks, and everything like that. But
try to log back on.
So I will definitely do my birthday shout-outs again. Like I said, baby Ashley, you have a happy birthday. My homeboy Frankie, Pop Curtis, let's see, so many birthdays coming up. My homegirl May, her birthday's on the 25th. Happy birthday to you. Man, it's more stuff, but I'm forgetting it. Forgive me, but like I said, you guys tune in. Everybody, you have a great show. Coming back at 12:30, more topics, more dumbasses of the week. Things like that. Like I said, more BS and more party, more bullshit. So here's that song, Cocaine, by my man Big Bucks, all right? Thanks for rocking PGN Radio. See you in half an hour.
All these niggas know what time to do, man.
The dead among the living.
Yeah, more money, nigga. More money, nigga. Bitch, nigga. Show you what my crew about. When it's time for beef, you bring them tools out. Two wolves to the G gang, I bring them fools out.
Bring them out.
Yeah, nothing is too easy to get a nigga done greasy, believe me. I keep them goonies on deck, they keep checks like rap, and they banging for the set, for the set.
Motherfucker,
I'm fucking around losing life. I murder with no problem, no pain, no strife. Yeah, bitch banging, I earn strikes. Bitch flame in the booth, I burn mic. Shit is too light. Fuck, nobody doing bigger. I told you I'm on my shit. I'm grinding to get my shit up. Nigga, you straight bitch like a TikTok. Rockin'
yeah,
on a blue like a tree.
Yeah, you
up.
Know the name, you know the game. You know I sling cocaine.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, we get money.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, we bout the money,
man.
You know the name, you know the game, you know I sling cocaine.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, we getting money,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, we bout the money.
Okay, I'm so incredible. I'm feeling like a Jolly Green Giant, nigga, pockets full of vegetables. New money, new swagger, getting rich off the rock like Mick Jagger. Better stay in line for I piss bag ya, really rap ya, feed you to the wolves while I scrap ya. Nigga, I kiss your face like you're Dutch. I'm real dangerous when your ace is in my clutch, nigga, what? I got that mugger on my mind, I nah, take the stick, yeah, I'm heavy on my grind. I'm heavy on the shine, now those niggas can't stand me. In their eyes, they all blame me. Try to do me like they did Candy. Nah, never that, I'm married to the swammy. I keep the bitch handy. My angel in the sky called a brandy. How you catch a bullet on the run like brandy?
You know the name, you know the game. You know I sling cocaine. Yeah, 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 we getting money, nigga.
There can be only one.